Okay. Any other questions before we move on? Yeah.
I think we're getting some synthesis here as far as what individuality actually is, because even the sonship can't truly be not one with the Father. It's an illusion, right?
Oneness is an illusion, or lack of oneness?
Lack of oneness. So a sonship, it's a projection of God, the one God that He created, just like we described how this universe was created. It's a projection of all the tiny atoms. But really, everything is one. So the sonship, there's no real entity that is the sonship. It's still a part of an illusion that God projects.
It says everything is one in the fact that there's one universal mind, and then there's one spirit. It says mind can make mistakes, but spirit doesn't make any mistakes. So there's two basic ingredients that's part of the universal God. And the universal God shares the one mind and one spirit. Okay? Now, when it creates individual sons, but the individual sons there in the heavenly state share the one mind and one spirit, and that makes them one. I compare it to your body. Say your body has trillions of cells, but each one of those cells shares the life of your body. Okay, if your body dies, every cell in your body dies with it, because every cell in your body owes its life to the life of the body itself. So we all owe our eternal life to the one mind and one spirit in circulation of the heavenly beings of the mind and spirit there. So we're all one, but there's many parts. Now, the Course in Miracles says there's no separate parts, and because of that, people think, well, when we go back, we're just going to be one God all alone type of thing. But no, it says that, but there's no separate parts, but there are united parts. Okay, so the difference between heaven and earth is they're united parts. And here we're separate parts. Here, if you have pain and discomfort, like Lorraine is going through a lot of things, but she's doing it all alone. Adam doesn't really feel it. He has some empathy for her, but he doesn't feel the same discomfort that Lorraine does. He doesn't need the oxygen tank and all that, but because he sees himself as being separate. And each one of us out here sees herself as being separate. In heaven, we aren't separate at all. We all share the same mind. If there was any pain there, we would all feel it. And thank God, in the heavenly state, there is no pain at all. There is only joyousness and peace, and that is something we can all share. So we can all share that, but down here, we wouldn't want to share because it's a world of many discomforts and pain. And if we all shared, we would be miserable all the time. It would be more painful than you can imagine. Imagine the pain of everybody on there's millions of people right now starving to death. Imagine if you shared that millions of people starving to death right now, what it would feel like, okay? So it's a blessing, as long as we're here, that we do see ourselves as being separate. But the only way to escape that is to not identify with the body, because everything that brings fear and discomfort is connected to the body somehow. So if we can transcend the body, and all the pain that we think of usually is associated with the body in some way, okay? So if we can continue to not project ourselves as being so attached to the body, then we can detach ourselves from all pain and we can share a oneness. And this is one of the things we're attempting to do with the molecule, is transcending that so we can share a oneness that is not connected to this world, but connected to the higher realms of spirit. And if we can elevate ourselves to the spirit, then we can have a sharing that is impossible. Because when we're connected to the physical, I mean, who wants to share? Okay? Who wants to share the discomfort? Everybody has their own little problems, and except for Curtis, he doesn't have any. And
but maybe I should go down and create some. Have a new experience for myself.
Yeah. So anyway, even in this room, if you look around this room, everybody looks pretty content, but everybody's got their own problems, and if we even just shared all the problems together, it would be probably pretty hard for us to take. But we just have to deal with our own individual problems in the body, but if we can transcend the body, look beyond it, then there's really no problems there. There's only good things to share. And when we get in that state, then that ultimate sharing becomes possible. Like when these three ladies had the experience, it was almost, they weren't thinking of anything connected with this world. They were enjoying that the spiritual essence that is not connected to the material world. Would you say that's true?
Definitely. That is very true.
Okay, do you want to take a little break before lunch?
I was going to say one thing. Oh, yeah. One thing, and that is all things come alike to all. You know, we, over a period of several hundred or a thousand lifetimes, everything that each of us has experienced, everyone else has been to experience. Whether it's riches, poverty, pain, something destructive of the body, whatever, happiness, joy. Nobody gets out of this without covering all aspects of experience.
Oh, wrong copy.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Well, much sweeter than I normally have it. I got good germs though, so don't worry about it.
It's actually Curtis's
cup. So to sum it up here, the parable of the prodigal son is kind of essential to understand. We are the prodigal son, but the prodigal son would be forever separated from the father if the father did not create a way to communicate back to the source. If we feel we're separated, if we feel this is it, and we don't have any way to connect back to our source, then we will be stranded in this dream state, in this universe, forever. Okay? And what it describes our existence here is as a dream. Okay? And our existence here is not classified by Course in Miracles standards as being real. The Course in Miracles says that which is real is that which is eternal, with no beginning and no end. Anything with a beginning and an end is not classified as real, but illusion. So we would be forever trapped in this state of illusion, if not for one thing, and that is the Holy Spirit connecting a thread of intelligence and communication between us and heaven, so to speak. So within the core of your being is a Christ center that can be touched by the Spirit and connects you to your source. He says, without that connection, we'd be pretty much doomed. And we would never get out of this dream state. We would just be trapped here forever and never able to go home. But the Holy Spirit gives us intelligence and communication that tells us this is not our true home, that our true home is somewhere else, and we can return, and it tells us, gives us guidance as to how to return. Yeah.
Julian. So is the monad also part of this dream?
No, the monad is still with God in heaven. Okay. And this is what the Course in Miracles says, is the sonship as a whole, the sonship is one. In heaven, the sonship, all the sons there are completely united, and in the dream, we just took part of ourself and came into the dream state. The higher part of ourself, it says, is still in heaven. And the mind, the spirit, it says never leaves heaven, but the mind can. The mind can create error. And so what happened, it said the mind split with the separation. So the split part of the mind came down here, and the real part of the mind still remains, and that would be what the Tibetan calls the monad. So the monad is the real part of yourself, and that's still in connected to the source.
So and the monad is sleeping. Our monad.
Yeah, your monad is sleeping. Your monad is sleeping.
Sleeping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's dreaming. It's you. It's dreaming of the soul, and then the soul dreams of you. So you're a dream within a dream, and when you dream at night, it's a dream within a dream within a dream. So
are you recording this?
Yeah.
And do we ever go back to what is real, like at night when we're sleeping? Do we go back to what's real?
You go back to the world of the soul, but not to the monad or the heavenly state. You're still in separation. Now, people, when they have the near-death experiences, think they have ended the separation, but they're just in the intermediate state. This kingdom of the soul is in between heaven and earth, okay? So where you go after you die, the Course in Miracles calls this the real world, and the real world is capable of being seen here as well as after death. It's the in-between state, okay? So, according to the esoteric teachings, which kind of goes along with Course in Miracles, you have the monad. The monad projected the soul, and the soul is like a master on its own level, and all of our souls live in a state of oneness compared to here. But then in the world of the soul, they projected again down. We are projection of the soul. And then when you go to bed at night and dream, you project down one more level down to a lower consciousness still. And in your dream state, you're at a lower level of consciousness than you are in your awake state. Then, and when you wake again into the soul, you're much more aware than you are here. Then when you actually return to the monad, you're 100% awareness of everything that you can imagine. Okay, yeah.
But I mean, to put a DK spin on all of that, you have degrees of projection of the monad, right? So
yeah.
Even though the monad is in the timeless state, it projects into the divine,
yeah.
The divine monadic, and on the way down to the divine, to the cosmic physical, right?
Yeah.
You have a monad.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of spheres created by the projection down. And we have the cosmic physical, which he says is, this is the physical and the etheric level. The lower etheric is one, then the astral, then the mental, and then the buddhic and atmic and the monad and the divine space. Okay, this composes the cosmic physical, and then you have the cosmic astral, which is above that. So yeah, there's a lot of complexity in creation. This is also seen by some of the people that have had near-death experiences. They've seen that there are a lot of different spheres out there that we various souls inhabit, and this is just one of many. Yeah, it's creation as a whole is quite complex, but overall, in between the monad and the physical is what some term the kingdom of the soul, and in the kingdom of the souls there are many different spheres. Like Jesus says, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Okay, there are many places for us to inhabit.